Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Kristin, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Cirallo, C-I-R-A-O-L-L. Kristin Cirallo is a 41-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2-3-14 when she fell in the snow. Apparently, she landed on her right hip at that time. Apparently, she believes she injured her right hip, both hands and wrists, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a right hip labral tear and bursitis, treated without surgical intervention. She did have physical therapy through July 2022. She also had injections in 2021 and 2022. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Cirallo was seen orthopedically by Dr. T.J. on 7/19/17. Overall, her right hip had been fairly stable. She gets occasional discomfort. Cortisone injection had worked for her in the past. His assessment was right hip trochanteric bursitis, for which a corticosteroid injection was administered. He also advised her on an iliotibial band stretching program. The petitioner was also seen by Dr. Mateer on 7/16/18, who noted her course of treatment thereafter. She had originally been seen at Concentra on 2/6/14. They noted a history of a prior motor vehicle accident in May 2013, resulting in injuries to her neck and lower back. She was diagnosed with a lumbar strain and elbow pain due to the work injury of 2/3/14. She then came under the care of Dr. TJ from 5/29/14 through 8/12/15. Lumbar MRI was done at 6/14/14 and was normal, with no disc herniation or other abnormality. MR arthrogram of the right hip on 8/22/15 showed a possible labral tear. Dr. TJ continued to treat it conservatively and did not recommend surgical intervention. He also observed there was no mention of any injury involving the hands or wrists in the records from Rothman Institute or from Concentra. She was progressed to an independent program and cleared for work, having last been seen at Rothman on 8/12/15. At the time of his evaluation, she was working full duty, 40 hours per week, with overtime as required as a case manager for her same employer. She wears a Fitbit each day and is walking 8,000 to 10,000 steps per day. She also exercises at Planet Fitness Center 5 to 6 days per week. She uses free weights and machines to perform exercises for her abdomen and arms. She uses the elliptical machine for 30 to 45 minutes, and then warming down with 10 minutes on the treadmill at the end of a workout session. She also enjoys vegetable gardening at home and lives in a two-story home with the bedroom on the second floor. Relative to the motor vehicle accident of 5/6/13, she indicated she injured her cervical spine, but did not sustain any injury to the lumbar spine or right hip. After evaluation, Dr. Mateer's evaluation found full range of motion in both hips with no tenderness, palpation, and negative for Barre's tests. He agreed with her treating orthopedic specialist that she had reached maximum medical improvement. He offered 2.5% permanent partial total disability due to the right hip bursitis and labral detachment. New paragraph, you have advised me that on 12/20/18 she received an order approving settlement in the amount of 20% partial total for orthopedic residuals of right hip for labral tear status post-cortisone injection. She then applied for a reopener. new paragraph on 12/15/20. She was seen by Dr. Nutini, N-U-T-I-N-I, for left hip pain, period. She had been to 12 sessions of physical therapy and was doing better, but still had mild pain with flexion and external rotation, period. It was thought she had a left hip labral tear and acute pain in the left hip. Period. He started her on Xanax and referred her for an MRI of the hip. Period. This was done on 1/16/21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. On 2/9/21, she returned to Dr. Nutini to review the MRI results. Period. He wrote, it did not appear to show a labral tear. Period. He then continued to treat her conservatively with his colleagues. Period. On 2/23/21, he performed a right greater trochanter bursal ultrasound-guided injection. Period. On 3/9/21, she stated, after 2 days of increased pain from the injection, she has not had any pain in that area and is able to lie on that side. Period. She is very pleased with her response. Period. She had gotten a burning discomfort when sitting awkwardly recently. Period. Her right hip pain is not constant, but is becoming more bothersome. Period. He wrote, she does have a history of labral tear diagnosed by MRI from her workers' compensation injury. Period. And underline this, as noted above, this was not necessarily borne out on serial MRI studies of the hip. Period. Dr. Nutini followed her closely and on 8/17/21 referred her for a right hip MR arthrogram. Period. This was done on 9/22/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 9/28/21, Ms. Sorello returned to him to review the results of this latest diagnostic study. Period. He noted it showed an anterior discrete labral tear seen on the sagittal slice. Period. On 10/26/21, he performed another ultrasound-guided right hip corticosteroid injection. Period. On 1/4/22, he listed diagnoses of right acetabular labral tear and greater trochanter bursitis. Period. They discussed treatment options and he elected to pursue an additional 6 weeks of physical therapy. Period. On 8/2/22, he noted she recently had COVID and was unable to continue physical therapy. Period. However, she was feeling much better in terms of her hip pain over the last several weeks. Period. He allowed her to continue working full duty and placed her at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She stated she was in a car accident in 2013 and injured a disc in her cervical spine. Period. She still uses a home traction unit for this on an as-needed basis. Extremities lower. Normal hips and pelvis. She had a positive Faber's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 2/3/14. Kristen Sorello fell on snow onto her right hip. appeared she was seen at Concentra, who treated her conservatively. Appeared she then was seen by the physicians at Rossman Institute with improvement. Appeared she was released from care. Afterwards, appeared on 12/20/18, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Compared to that end, she had an MRI of the left hip on 1/16/21 period, and put this in bold. This is opposite to the work injury right hip period. Dr. Nutini continued to treat both hips with various injections. Period. Physical therapy was rendered. Period. Ultimately, she was deemed at maximum medical improvement on 8/2/22. Period. New paragraph, the current physical exam of Ms. Serrano found there that she ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not use a handheld assisted device. Period, there was full range of motion of the hips without crepitus or tenderness. Period, Faber's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness. Pose negative on the left. Period. New paragraph. I would offer 2.5% or less relative to the right hip. Period, it would seem, based upon her right hip arthrogram on 9/22/21, she indeed does not have a labral tear on that hip. Period, its interpretation specifically at the labrum was that it was unremarkable with no degeneration or tear. Period. Moreover, there was no significant osteoarthritis, comma, effusion, comma, synovitis, or bursitis. Period. She does remain highly functional. Period. End.